This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
The Access Internet Radio app is out now. Tune in to Free FM. Keep tabs on the latest podcast episodes to stream or download. Search our content by language or category. You can even check out our colleagues at 10 other New Zealand Community Access radio stations. Grab it now from Apple's App Store or Google Play, install, launch, and select Free FM from the stations listed. The Access Internet Radio app, your portal to Free FM's great independent community media content.
This show is brought to you by the Buddhist Youth Association every Sunday, bringing Buddhism to the community of the Waikato. We also give away a range of free English or Chinese Buddhism books, MP3, or tapes on Buddhism. If you'd like one, please send a letter with $3 worth of stamps in an envelope to P.O. Box 82146, Highland Park, Howick, Auckland. Or you can phone 09271 3377. Buddhist Youth Association, respectful, beneficial, empowering. Whether you've heard the program before or not, welcome, and I hope we'll spend a fruitful half hour together today. Those who were with us last week will remember how we spoke about the conditions that make the best type of human life to practice the Dharma. I'm not going to run through all those again, but they include things like not being born in difficult situations, like in the animal, preta, hell or god realms, having all your senses, having faith in the teachings, and so on. For us Westerners, it might be a bit difficult to think about being born as an animal or in a hell. His Holiness the Dalai Lama has said it may be better to imagine being born in a really difficult situation on earth, like in drought-stricken Africa, where people can't find much to eat or drink and are always fighting and killing each other, or in places like the Taliban-controlled areas of Afghanistan. When I was in Dharamsala in India, I saw many beggars only intent on getting enough to eat each day. Even when His Holiness the Dalai Lama was teaching, they would not come to listen. They only wanted to harass their Westerners who'd come from all over the world to take the teachings. So even on earth, we can be born in so many situations that prevent us from following the spiritual path. And being in a country like New Zealand, where conditions are so good, is really very fortunate. One great Tibetan master has said that New Zealand is the best place on earth to practice the Dharma because the outward conditions are so good. I know lots of New Zealanders complain. Some even say we live in a third world country, but I don't think they know what living in the third world really is. If we have the kind of mind that always sees the negatives, or even makes up negatives where there aren't any, then we can make a place that is actually like a heaven into a hell just by our attitude. Whereas if we really appreciate our good fortune, not only will our lives be happier, we'll be able to make spiritual progress by using this great opportunity to practice. Spiritual practice can be difficult sometimes. At first it's fascinating, but then meditating every day, changing our habits, keeping ethics when everybody else seems to be having fun doing whatever they want, and so on, can later seem like hard work. And it goes on for the rest of our life, not just till the end of next week. So we need something to spur us on, and often considering our excellent situation and how difficult it is to get the situation again can be that spur. Now I'm going to allow some time for meditation on the topics we cover. In the Tibetan tradition, analytical meditation, in which you think over a subject again and again to really make an impression on your mind, is considered very important. Meditation is defined as familiarizing the mind. That means making the mind more familiar with everything positive and steadily weakening whatever is negative. By positive, we mean all that leads to long-lasting happiness and peace, and by negative, we mean whatever leads us into dissatisfaction and misery. You may ask how breathing meditation comes into it then. Well, before we can make a strong impression on the mind, we need to make it both very concentrated and to understand a little how it works. Focusing on something like the breath and trying to keep the mind there helps accomplish both. In the same way we train a dog, by making it do the same thing over and over again, we can train the mind by continually bringing it back. The longer the mind can concentrate, the more settled it becomes, and the more it is able to penetrate an object deeply. Also, if we can keep the mind alert and mindful, not allowing it to run away with whatever comes up, it becomes easier to see how it makes up its stories, gets caught up in things, and often leads us astray. So it's a good idea to start every meditation session with a breathing meditation. If you want to know more about this, we've made a meditation CD from a radio program I made some years ago, and I'll be happy to organize you a free copy if you email to me at tenzin_chozang@hotmail.com. That's tenzin_chozang@hotmail.com. But now let's do a short breathing meditation. The aim is to keep your mind on the breath, and when it wanders, to bring it back again. That is all. Don't worry if it wanders. That is natural. Just gently, and without any comment, bring it back and concentrate again. It's very important not to have expectations. If you expect to get a still mind, it will probably just run over the place, all over the place, and make you frustrated. Then the whole exercise will be a waste of time. Just bring the mind back onto the breath and keep it there, letting whatever else happens, happen. The mind will, of its own accord, eventually start settling down. Maybe not in this meditation, but if you develop a consistent practice, in due course it will. When meditating, it's most important to keep a straight back. If you slump, you'll just get dopey or go to sleep, whereas if you're too rigid, the mind will not settle. So the back must be comfortably straight. Otherwise, just sit comfortably. You can keep your eyes open or closed as you wish. His Holiness recommends keeping the eyes slightly open, gazing down the length of your nose to a point in front of you. However, not if that point is on a very colourful carpet. That may be too distracting. It may help to count the out-breaths up to 10, and then go backwards back to 1, and so on. If you lose the count, just go back to 1 and start again. The counting is only to help keep the mind on the breath and has no significance of its own. So, okay, now sit comfortably and with a straight back and bring your mind onto the breath. We're going to play a soothing background chant, but if it disturbs you, please turn the volume of your radio down. Now come out of meditation. What did you find? Perhaps thoughts came thick and fast, and you found it difficult to keep focused on the breath. That is quite usual, and nothing to get frustrated about. Sometimes when people start meditating, they say that instead of calming their mind, meditation makes it even more busy. Actually, they're just noticing the busyness for the first time. But perhaps your mind settled down quite easily. That's fine, but don't get stuck on it. Next time your mind might decide to go walkabout just to be contrary. So just approach each meditation session with no expectations. Now let's do an analytical meditation on this precious human rebirth. I will lead you through it step by step. The idea in this type of meditation is to go over it again and again until a strong conviction takes hold. Then stop analyzing and sit with a conviction until it starts to fade. Then start the analysis again. Continue this until the conviction is so firmly set it won't change even under duress. We can't do all that in the limited time we have here, so we'll just go through the meditation once to give you a framework to work with. And please remember, this is a framework. The best type of analytical meditation is based on your own experience, so use that as much as possible. For instance, when I was staying in India at the monastery, I occasionally had to go into the nearest city, where I often saw an old beggar woman who couldn't talk or walk, sitting in the dust, crying out for small change. She was a thin, wretched creature, straggling and dirty because she had to crawl everywhere in the filthy streets. I don't think she had anybody to look after her. She's a good example of the kind of situation I could be born into in a coming life, and a great wake-up call to get on and practice. So similarly, please find instances in your own experience to use in your meditation, and that will make it meaningful. Also, motivation is very important. If we can make our motivations positive, usually to benefit others, the action will have a very positive result. But if we are careless or wish to harm others, the action will have a negative result. So before starting a meditation, we must make sure our motivation isn't tainted by some kind of worldly desire, like wanting to be thought a great spiritual practitioner. Oh, look at me. I'm such a good meditator, I can even sit for half an hour. Such a motivation is just self-serving, and in the long run will not bring positive results, even though someone might give us a bundle of $100 notes because we convinced them we're some kind of yogi or something. So before we do this next meditation, let's set a good motivation. The best is to attain enlightenment so we can help ourselves and all others get out of samsara, the round of suffering, just as the Buddha did. Please try to generate this motivation, but if that's too difficult, at least have the motivation to get yourself out of samsara. Thank you. Now sit comfortably again, and in meditation, focus your mind on what it would be like to be born as a beggar in India. You don't know whether you'll eat from day to day. You live on the dusty streets which dogs, cows and even people use as a toilet. You only have one set of rags to wear day in and day out. Imagine what it must be like to be spurned, even kicked, when begging for just a few cents for something to eat. If you get sick, you get very little help and you know you'll have to beg until you die. Think what it must be like to be born into that situation.
Oh,
Now think what it must be like to be born in a place like Afghanistan under the Taliban. You have to follow the government line or you will go through the most horrible type of punishment. The way you behave is severely restricted, and you certainly will have a very hard time if you believe in Buddha and his teachings. You may even be killed. Think what it must be like to live in that kind of society. Imagine living in a place like Darfur, where roaming militia torture, rape and kill people indiscriminately, where it's difficult to leave your home just to get food and water, which are scarce anyway, and where the environment is harsh and filled with wild animals, poisonous snakes, insects and so on. Imagine being born into that kind of situation.
Thank you.
Now remember New Zealand. We have a comparatively liberal government that allows us to believe and practice as we wish. The people are generally friendly and tolerant, and the environment is benign and green with no wild animals or poisonous creatures. Food and shelter is easy to get. This is such a good opportunity to really make some progress on our spiritual path, and we'd better use it well, as it won't come easily again. Now dedicate any positive energy we've created to your purpose and come out of the meditation. Whenever you have a reluctance to practice, such a meditation will help to inspire you again, as will the meditation we will continue with next week, the meditation on impermanence and death. But now we've run out of time, so thank you for joining us today, and I hope you'll do so again next week. Before we go, please dedicate any positive potential we've accumulated from this program today to gaining your highest potential, not for your own sake, but to help others. Thank you, and goodbye. This show is brought to you by the Buddhist Youth Association every Sunday, bringing Buddhism to the community of the Waikato. We also give away a range of free English or Chinese Buddhism books, MP3, or tapes on Buddhism. If you'd like one, please send a letter with $3 worth of stamps in an envelope to P.O. Box 82146, Highland Park, Howick, Auckland. Or you can phone 09271-3377. Buddhist Youth Association, respectful, beneficial, empowering.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.